So again, sticky hands. Let me try to at least get this through. I really am sorry. It's such a meandering show. These are not. This is not was obviously not what I hope for when I start out. Forgive. Sticky hands is an exercise done in the martial arts with a partner, in which, in my son's words, the object is to stay connected to your partner from your wrist to your forearm, and with your partner, move your arms around while staying connected. It's almost like a dance, but the object is to get inside your partner's defense without forcing or muscling your way in order to either off balance their center line or touch their center line. You're working with your partner's energy, staying connected. Let me do that again. In order to either off balance their center line or touch their center line, you're working with your partner's energy. Staying connected means there's a sense of ebb and flow, a following and leading at any given moment. The object is always to get inside their defense and off balance their center line. But what is success changes depending on the partner and what you're exploring in each other's energy. Sometimes it can be a lesson in seeing where that person will take you. It's essential to have an open, curious mind about what's going on with yourself and with your partner, unquote from my son. But it cannot be an exercise for mutual benefit if one of the partners is ignorant of it, doesn't realize they're in an exercise, assumes that the people around him or her are honest, when actually some of those people view him or her as a subject, a sheep to be herded, manipulated, because this is how their mentors taught them to view us and to see themselves as our shepherds. How can the minuscule few control the vastness of us is the question that occupied Jeremy Bentham. And the panopticon was the answer he presented to statesmen. A prison design, which, you'll recall, kept us from working together and developing our thought, as it required us to not see each other, but rather to only look up. But to control us globally, the 7 billion of us required more than just hierarchical organization. And so the solution power settled upon was to intentionally multiply its children. A simple matter when the structure of class rests on the basis of child abandonment. How easy it was to lure our lost children with the message lodged in them of their specialness. And I hope when folks hear that word abandonment, they appreciate that I'm not talking about physical abandonment, setting the child on the steps of the church. I'm talking about psychic and emotional abandonment, that it is required by the wage work system for us to put survival issues before our children's emotional and psychic needs, and ours, for that matter, obviously. But to control, whoops, sorry, there I go again. These cultivated children span the globe, and sticky hands is their MO. The strategy illustrates perfectly how trained intention. The strategy illustrates perfectly how trained intention bests the uninitiated, manipulates the honest, and as a bonus, sows despair and mistrust when eventually we conclude we don't know what's true and what isn't. And there was a likely illustration of this strategy this week here in Berkeley at Berkeley High School. At Berkeley High School, racist incidents have been happening this year. A noose was hung on school grounds just before going to print. Yearbook text was altered to refer to of color students in an academy as trash collectors of tomorrow. And on Wednesday, a screenshot of an altered library homepage with racist messages was found on a library computer. The next day, student leaders organized a walkout. A math teacher provided signs, and thousands walked. Were these children organizers part of the recent influx of Plato's tribesfolk I encountered as I walked and hawked my books, or not? But you can see how easy it would be to orchestrate it. You see my point. They create events simply by having intent. Anyway, you can read about this incident in the San Francisco Chronicle of November 6, 2015. Taking the panopticon global means it's decentralization. Every statesman, no matter how lowly placed in the hierarchy of states, is expected to keep his or her panopticon in order, regularly inspect the cells for chinks, ensure there are no confabs between inmates. But the practical means of achieving this in the absence of a physical structure is sticky hands. All those hands, agents. But the practical means of achieving this in the absence of a physical structure is sticky hands. All those hands, agents, are there to hold our eyes. Keep our focus, give us our ideas, and ultimately to lead us. We're talking Weimar Germany, folk. The Weimar Republic. And my experience out there interacting with the folk who are paid to target, to participate in the targeting of me, has revealed to me how easily fascism is rolled in on the back of economic hardship. People do what they are told in order to eat, in order to live, in order to provide for their children. And factor in a whole lot of folk who intentionally are there to grab our eyes, plant thoughts, direct our energy. Means fascism is not something, and I'd say fascism, but I should correct that and say totalitarianism. Putting in place a hardcore fixed system in which everyone knows their place and lives, quote unquote, and lives in fear. But as we become folks who are knowledgeable about energy, as our awareness grows about the sticky hand strategy, we become aware that we are being guided to an end not of our choosing. And we can decide how we will reply. Handing our lives over to a system so it can make use of us for purposes not of our creation drains our energy off uselessly so far as the people's priorities are concerned. Love, beauty, balance, sharing, honesty, caring, self-creation, tenderness, empathy, independence, deep understanding of all life, mutual aid and respect, health, wholeness, cooperativeness, continuous growth of our gifts, good fellowship. These are our priorities. But as far as these priorities are concerned, our energy gets thrown away, burned off, sucked into the service of opposite ends to what we would intend, were we consciously demanding that our priorities live. And I apologize again, I'm too often apologizing for not staying focused, and I apologize. Okay, thank you so much for listening. And until next week, hold my love in your heart. I'll hold yours in mine. Peace.
Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. I need some sugar in my bowl. I ain't a fool.